Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. You know, we like to hit all of the ranked and unranked games basically over the weekend in college basketball to get you set up, because we can't go through every single one of them on the show when we're doing C2C. We got too much to do, so we like to do it here. And tonight you got two ranked games. Number 21 Dayton at Loyola Chicago at the Gentile Arena in the Windy City. The Ramblers, 20 wins. Dayton, 22 wins. Dayton's 12-3 in the A-10. So are the Ramblers. That is going to be a fantastic game. Dayton minus 1.5. Air Force and Utah State at 11 o'clock on FS1. This one's in Logan, Utah at the Smith Spectrum. And it's 15.5, 16.5, depending on where you get it. Air Force getting those points. Utah State ranked 22nd in the country. They got 23 wins. They're 11-4 in the Mountain West. Air Force has been a dismal 2-13 in conference play. Now, what about Saturday? Without spreads, these are the matchups. At noon, number 24, Florida. Number 18, South Carolina in Columbia at the Colonial Life Arena. This is going to be a good game. Gamecocks 23-5, 11-4 in the SEC. The Gators, of course, have 20 wins, 10-5 in conference play. That should be thick. At 1 o'clock on ABC, Kansas ranked 7th in the country, 21-7 against number 15, Baylor, 20 wins. The game's at the Foster Pavilion in Waco. Both of these teams, 9-6 in conference play. Also at 1 on the Big Ten Network, number 13, Illinois goes to the Kohl Center in Madtown to take on Wisconsin. Of course, an 18-win team. Illinois, 21-7, 12-5 in Big Ten play. The Badgers, 10-7 in conference. At 1:30 on CBS, Arkansas, 14-14. It's been a nightmare. 5-10 SEC record. They're at Rupp in Lexington against number 16, Kentucky, 20 wins, 10-5 in conference play. The Wildcats have been looking good lately. 2 o'clock on ESPN, Oregon and number 6, Arizona. By the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, the Wildcats are 22-6. This one at the McHale Center in Tucson. The Cats are 13-4 in Pac-12 play. The Ducks, looking for their 20th win, are 11-6 in conference play. At 2:30 on Fox, number 5, Marquette and number 12, Creighton in Omaha. What a game. Marquette's 13-4 in the Big East. Creighton 12-6 in the Big East. They both have been spectacular. Marquette 22 wins. Creighton 21 wins. Number 5 against number 12. Maybe the game of the day. At 4 o'clock, number 8 Iowa State goes to Orlando to take on UCF. UCF 15-12, 6-9 in Big 12 play. Meanwhile, the Cyclones 22 wins and 11-4 in the Big 12. At 4 o'clock on ESPN, NC State in North Carolina at the Smith Center in Chapel Hill. The ninth-ranked Heels are 22-6 and 14-3 in the ACC. Meanwhile, the Wolfpack are 17-11 and 9-8 in conference play. On the deuce at 4, Mississippi State going to Neville at Auburn to see number 11 War Eagle. You know what happens. 21 wins for Bruce Pearl. They're 10-5 in conference play. And of course, Mississippi State looking for their 20th win. They're 8-7 in conference play. Also, number 25, South Florida at Charlotte in Charlotte. Of course, Charlotte's 11-4 in the American, but the Bulls of South Florida, 21-5, rank and a 14-1 American Conference record. They lead the conference. At 6 o'clock on ESPN, Virginia goes to Durham to the Cameron Indoor to take on number 10 Duke. The Blue Devils are 22-6 and 13-4 in ACC play. Virginia isn't bad, 21-8 and 12-6 in the ACC. At 7 o'clock, UCLA at number 19, Washington State in Pullman at the Beasley Coliseum. They won by 3 over USC on Thursday night. They had a tough game, the Cougars. They're 22-7 and 13-5 in the Pac-12. The Bruins are 14-14. On the outside, looking in for a tournament bid, it's not happening unless they win the Pac-12 tournament. They're 9-8 in conference play for Mick Cronin. At 8 o'clock on the Deuce, number 1, Houston, going to Norman to the Noble Center in Oklahoma to take on the Sooners. They're 7-8 in Big 12 play, Oklahoma, and looking for their 20th win. Meanwhile, Houston's 25-3 and 12-3 in Big 12 play. And as I said, the top-ranked team in the nation. At 8 on Fox, Michigan State and Purdue. The Boilermakers ranked 2nd in the land, 25-3, 14-3 in the Big 10. Meanwhile, the Spartans are 17-11 and have 9 Big 10 wins. This one at Mackey Arena in West. Also at 8 on ESPN, number 4 Tennessee and number 14 Alabama in Tuscaloosa at the Coleman Coliseum. Alabama 20 wins, Tennessee 22 wins. They're both 12-3 in the SEC. What a game. And how about 10 o'clock? Number 23 Gonzaga against their rival, number 17 St. Mary's. The Gales 15-0 in WCC play. The Zags, coming off a win on Thursday night, are 13-2 in WCC play. It doesn't get any better than this game right here. Only one ranked game on Sunday, and it's Seton Hall against UConn. This one in stores. How about the third-ranked Huskies? 25-3 and 15-2 in the Big East. The Hall, 18 wins, 11-6. In Big East play, that's going to be a good game as well. So let's go back to Saturday's unranked games and just hit them quick. At noon, Florida State and Georgia Tech at the McCamish Pavilion in Atlanta. 12 o'clock, Tulane and Florida Atlantic in Boca. FAU Owls, 21 wins. How about at 12, Nova at Providence in Rhode Island. Butler at DePaul. In the Wind Trust in Chicago, the Windy City. Colgate at Lehigh. Holy Cross at BU. Fordham is at St. Joe's. At the Hagen in Philadelphia. That's going to be a good game. And then you got Tulsa and Temple also in Philly. Monmouth at Elon. Miami of Ohio at Eastern Michigan and Ypsilanti. Wofford's at VMI. And then Oklahoma State and Texas at the Moody Center in Austin. Elsewhere, Towson and Wilmington, Hofstra at Charleston, Hampton at William and Mary. Navy takes on American. American's been hot lately. They're 10-7 in the Patriot. GW at LaSalle in Philly. Basketball in Philly is absolutely rocking on Saturday. No doubt about it. Duquesne's at George Mason. Merrimack at Sacred Heart. Western Michigan at Ball State. Toledo goes to Buffalo. Mercer's at Furman. Western Carolina at Chattanooga. New Hampshire's at Binghamton. South Dakota at North Dakota. South Dakota State at North Dakota State. It never stops. Massachusetts at Davidson. Texas San Antonio goes to SMU. Citadel at Samford. UMass Lowell at Vermont against the Catamounts. Penn State's at Williams Arena to take on the Gophers of Minnesota. LSU's at Vanderbilt. Central Michigan at Kent State. Bethune-Cookman at Southern. It's just incredible, these games. USC and Washington in Seattle. Wyoming and Colorado State in Fort Collins. Northeastern at Drexel. Delaware at Stony Brook. St. Louis goes to Rhode Island. Norfolk State at Delaware State. North Carolina Central at Coppin State. Lemoyne at St. Francis. Greensboro takes on East Tennessee State on the road. Tennessee Tech goes to Little Rock. New Jersey Institute of Tech at Bryant. Maine's at Albany. Lamar at Northwestern State. UT Arlington at Utah Valley. Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks at Weber State. South Carolina State at Morgan State. High Point at Longwood. Fairleigh Dickinson goes to Wagner. SIU Edwardsville at Western Illinois. Also, Alabama State at Alabama A&M. Florida A&M at Grambling. Army's at Loyola of Maryland. Nichols at McNeese. New Mexico State at Jacksonville State. Portland State is at Sac State. Montana against Idaho in Moscow. Montana State at Eastern Washington in Cheney, Washington. Wake Forest at Va Tech in Blacksburg. Iowa goes to Chicago to see Northwestern. IUPUI at Cleveland State. Pitt's at BC in Chestnut Hill. Texas Tech goes to Morgantown to take on the Mountaineers. A&M is in Athens against Georgia. How about the rivalry game at the Robbins Center in Richmond? VCU against the Richmond Spiders. Northern Illinois at Akron. Green Bay's at Milwaukee. Mercy goes to Oakland, Jackson State at Texas Southern. Also, New Orleans at Incarnate Word. Hopefully, they won't get in another fight. Dartmouth and Brown in the Ivy. Western Kentucky at FIU. Alcorn State at Prairie View. And Kansas State, Cincinnati in the Queen City. How about Rice at Wichita State? Lafayette at Bucknell. San Francisco, the Dons at Santa Clara. Columbia's at Penn. Bobby Moe at Purdue Fort Wayne. Northern Kentucky at Wright State. Cornell at Princeton. Harvard and Yale hate each other's guts. UTEP at Liberty. Xavier at Georgetown. Clemson in South Bend to take on the Fighting Irish. Syracuse at Louisville. How about New Mexico at Boise State? Loyola Marymount at Portland. Denver's at St. Thomas of Minnesota. Middle Tennessee at Sam Houston. UC San Diego at Northridge. Hawaii at Riverside. Northern Colorado at Idaho State. Ole Miss is at Missouri. Tarleton at Southern Utah. Cal at Utah. TCU and BYU in Provo. Santa Barbara at Fullerton. San Jose State at UNLV. Pacific at San Diego. How about Bakersfield at Poly in Long Beach against the Anteaters of Irvine at the Brent Event Center in lovely Irvine, California. I mean, there are just a ton of ranked and unranked college basketball games on Saturday. You're going to love all of it.